Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Appearance Radio with Augusto Perez. On today's mailbag show, we'll be discussing prophetic current events, answering your questions, sharing praise reports, and praying over your prayer requests. We'll also be taking communion after the music break. Now, here is Augusto.
Welcome to the Appearance Radio Mailbag Show. I am Augusto Perez, and shalom. Today is Tuesday, April 16, 2024, the year of our Lord. We're going to bring you the latest on headline news, what's happening in the world, commentaries, analysis, as we see it through the eyes of Bible prophecy and the Word of God. Well, it seems like the world is really spiraling. It seems out of control. It seems like the Middle East is on fire. It seems like in Europe, the situation is becoming more dire by the moment as Ukraine is about to lose that war, and the powers that be are just determined not to let that happen. And so who knows what they will do, these people. But it seems like a lot of bad things are happening. However, I don't know what is going on, but in the spirit realm, there is an incredible battle being waged right now. And I have been under a heavy, very heavy burden this last few days. It seems like almost I'm not able to pray. Every time I open my mouth, I just begin to intercede. And then finally, I'm able to begin to pray like I usually do. It's just that intense, and I can feel it. I don't know if you guys out there feel it. I can feel it. And it is being waged right now with everything they got. The powers of darkness are, they're going for it. They're going for it with everything. This is it. And of course, the heavenly host is fighting. We are fighting here on the earth and in the heavens. And we are fighting. We are fighting with everything we got. And the Lord knows that. The Lord knows if you are in it or if you're not. If you're just watching, observing, or you are involved in it, He knows. The angels know. And the demons know too. The principalities and powers, they know. They know. And so we are at a very crucial time right now, in a time when Israel is being attacked by Iran. Now, for those of you that maybe don't realize it, this had never happened before. A direct attack on Israel by Iran? Never. No. Yes, they had attacked Israel, the embassies around the world, and using other groups, Hamas and Hezbollah and so forth. But directly Iran attacking Israel? Never. So is this a sign of something in the biblical prophecy says? I believe so. I believe so. We may have watched the beginning of the end time scenario that is going to as the Word of God says, that the whole world is going to come against Israel. And as other prophecies, which are not in the Bible, but other men of God have had, and I have talked about it many times, the whole world is going to come against the United States. But both nations will survive it. They will survive it. And I do believe that the leadership in the United States is corrupt. And a lot of the leadership in Israel is also corrupt. That does not speak for the people themselves. The people of this nation are still noble and they're still good, with the exception of a few minority that are as mean as the devil, and they're the seed of Satan. And the same happened in Israel. There are those that are called themselves Jews or are not. But God still has his remnant in both nations that love him. The Jews do not believe Jesus is the Messiah, but they will soon. They will soon see him as he truly is, their Messiah. And this is going to happen. This is what's going to be a source of revival over there for the people to get saved in Israel. And it is going to be also a revival here in the United States. Many people are going to be saved, swept into the kingdom. There's a lot of things happening, precious people. And people only tend to look at what's happening in the natural. But you need to take a step back and look into the spiritual realm and what's happening there. And you'll see a lot more. So I just want to share a couple of headlines, and then I'll turn it over to you guys. But while this was going on, it seems like Saudi Arabia and Jordan, from what I've read so far, unless I have missed something, Saudi Arabia and Jordan defended Israel during Iran's assault. And according to sources, the Saudi Arabia deployed its military to defend Israel against the unprecedented Iranian attack. So that's Saudi Arabia. It's really interesting. Saudi Arabia defending Israel against Iran. So Iran maybe, perhaps, they thought that everyone was going to unite behind them, but it didn't happen. And then, of course, you know, the attack was, and I'll let Larry share the details on that. It was pretty ferocious. It was, if they had not knocked down a lot of those missiles and drones, it would have been horrific. But anyway, and then the other one was Jordan. The other one was Jordan. And there is a note here that I do want to say, because I want to be fair, okay? If there's one thing I want to do is be fair. And it does say in the report that I'm reading from here that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin discussed the situation, and it says he deserves credit, because he discussed the situation with his Saudi counterpart, Khalid bin Salman. And the Pentagon assured him that the United States does not seek escalation and will continue to defend Israel. And so also Jordan's involvement in defense efforts further underscores that, you know, that region is in unity against aggression. So there is some consensus here, and I just wanted to share that, because I know that the regime we have is not a good regime, and they have many times wanted to, you know, vote against you know, Israel and against the United States. Believe it or not, they voted against Israel and the United States. So what does that tell you? What does that tell you?
Well, there's not a lot to share on the Iranian attack. I mean, you pretty well shared the data. The only interesting information is that when Iran chose to attack, it appears that they sent in all those hundreds of drones and the cruise missiles and some ballistic missiles basically as a distraction, which most of them were knocked down, you know. And but they, what is not being reported is they fired hypersonic missiles. And that, for one thing, that now tells the world that Iran has sought, hypersonic missiles. Basically, none of the hypersonic missiles were stopped. They were too fast for the Israeli radar and defense systems. And they took out, completely destroyed, Ramon Air Force Base in the Negev. And they damaged considerably another, Air Force base. And they also hit in the Golan Heights, the Israeli, intelligence, special center that they had on the Golan Heights and completely destroyed it. And I guess killed the Mossad operators there. And it's interesting, and it's almost ironic that that intelligence base that they completely destroyed was sitting on Mount Hermon, and you know the history of Mount Hermon. So Israel has said now, you know, they're receiving information from all the leaders in the West, you know, don't do anything, don't strike back, don't fight back. Israel has decided and have agreed upon another strike on Iran. The time is not known. It could be today. Wasn't last night, though. And Iran has said that if they have their missiles ready, they'll probably fire their missiles at the same time Israel fires theirs. And they'll... ironically, will probably cross each other in the airspace as the attack begin. But Iran says they're going to hit Israel. And, you know, a lot of time it's rhetoric. Sometimes it's not. But they're going to hit Israel with 10 times what they hit Israel with originally. And they're also going to use some unknown and unforeseen weapons, apparently, from Russia that they've got. And by the way, Russia says we'll defend Iran. So it's a dilemma.
Yes, it is. When you have something like this going on, it can only escalate. It's not going to stop. The Arab nations, if we remember back years ago when I believe it was three or four of the Arab nations simultaneously attacked Israel, and miraculously, Israel won the war. It beat them. And, of course, we very seldom learn by history, and here we go again. The Arab countries want to destroy Israel completely. They're much bigger than Israel, and I'm sure they have bigger military arsenals than Israel does. But, you know, I believe that if this happens again, the same outcome will happen, because God will not allow Israel to be destroyed. All of these countries that say, we're going to destroy Israel, well, they're going to be destroyed, because you don't come against Israel and say you're going to destroy it. That is a very, very foolish thing to do. So we have this going on. And in the meantime, if you peruse the headlines out there, at least to the extent of what the mainstream media will share, you can find more on alternative media. The wickedness is really just taking off. And you see a lot of violence that's being done. We've even had it here in our neighborhood. Somebody reported that there were some groups of kids. They looked like they were middle schoolers or high schoolers, who were captured on video tearing up property of residents here. I don't know if anybody called the police on them, but this is going on everywhere. Just stabbings, murders, and so forth. This one man in Australia, his name is, let's see, his name is Bishop Marmari Emmanuel, who is the bishop at a church there in Australia. He was live streaming a message, and somebody walked up to the pulpit and attacked him. And he and several other people were hurt. I've been trying to find out how he's doing, but can you imagine that? You can see a attempted murder taking place right on social media, probably YouTube. So these things are going to increase because this is what Jesus promised us when he spoke to the disciples when they asked about, you know, what's going to be happening in the end times. So this is where our prayers really need to be taking place. And later on, if I have a chance, I'll share a prayer that I've been praying, and I saw an answer to it on the internet, at least one answer to it.
Yeah, I was watching that. That was a savage attack on the Mari Emanuel. And I have listened to him speak at times before. People sent me his videos. And this is a very bold man, very bold Christian. And he has spoken very boldly. I believe, you know, he was attacked because of that, because of his boldness in the way he speaks. And this is a good man. He's a man that believes in Jesus, sold out to Jesus. He believes that he is the only way, and he has said it repeatedly, the only way to heaven. And he said publicly more than once that there was going to be increased martyrdom. There was going to be increased martyrdom in many Christians in the days to come. And we need to pray for this man. So why don't we do that right now? Father, we just lift up this, your son, Marmari. He has been attacked very, very viciously. He may be clinging to life. And we ask, Father, that you would restore him and that you would heal him. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So there's a lot going on, folks. There's a lot going on. There is also talk now. Another article that came out in UPI, the Middle East says facing danger of full-scale conflict, the United Nations head warns following Iran attack on Israel. And this Antonio Guterres, the UN head, said that the Middle East is facing danger of a devastating full-scale conflict. And, of course, you know, we know this is biblical. We know this is going to happen. And this is what the powers that be want. This is what they want. And, you know, I have shared before that's one of the reasons that, you know, the Masons believe the state of Israel was formed eventually to lead the world into the you know, World War III, the Holocaust that will usher in the new world order. And so what a lot of people need to understand is, and a lot of people get upset about this and about that, and I'm going to tell you something, okay? The nation of Israel is controlled by these people, the same exact people that control the United States, that control Europe, that control Canada and many of these countries. They control Israel. Okay, so don't get upset. Don't write me nasty letters. Don't get upset. This is the way it is. Now, does that mean the people of Israel are in it? No, of course not. People of Israel are not a part of that. They don't want any part of that. They have spoken against it, just like the people of the United States. But does that change matters? No, it does not change matters. So I'm just telling you this so you understand what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with powers very, very powerful and superior to what people realize. We are dealing here with principalities and powers and archons in high places. And they are telling and they govern these entities down here on the earth. The ones that are in power, the rich men of the earth. So I'm just telling you this so that, you know how to pray and you take the blindfolds off of your eyes And, you know, because things are not what they appear. Things are not what they appear. And we need to pray for the people. We need to pray for the people. I have come to the point where I believe that just about every government on planet Earth is corrupted. Just about. Just about every government, politicians, they're all corrupted. And they're all bought. They're all in the they're all controlled and subsidized and, you know, by these individuals. So, you know, people need to take the blindfolds off their eyes and begin to see things as they really are. And if not, you're going to be deceived. You're going to be deceived. There's another piece of news here in the Western Journal. It says that the war drums are sounding and the U.S. destroyers are on the move. Of course, what did you expect? So the United States is bolstering its military force in the region, and there are two destroyers, including one already in the Middle East, is being repositioned in anticipation of an attack, according to the sources. One destroyer is carrying an Aegis missile defense system. And so it goes on to talk about warships and war and destruction and so forth. As I'm sharing that, before I turn it back over to you guys, I remember that not too long ago, was not Iran able to completely, take care of the ships, American ships in the ocean. They basically laid them, rendered them useless. They couldn't do anything, and nothing worked in the ship. Iran has that technology. I don't remember the name of it, but it is a technology that they possess. And so if they do that to these ships, the ships are going to be basically sitting ducks in the water. And I don't know. We need to pray for this. We need to pray a lot for this, because there is going to be a lot of deaths. There's going to be a lot of deaths. And the U.S. is, they're trying, you know, the powers that be are trying to drag the United States into this war. Russia is going to be involved. Israel is going to be involved. It's going to be horrific. China probably is going to be involved. I believe China also has a treaty with Iran. So this could be again, and we're dealing here, precious people, with the Prince of Persia. Remember that. Remember the one that came against Daniel? The one that was so powerful that rendered Gabriel, stopped him. You know, he couldn't deliver the message to Daniel until he called on Michael, his prince, the chief warrior of the host of heaven, and then he came and he subdued the prince of Persia so that Gabriel could deliver the message to Daniel. And so this is who we're dealing with here, folks.
Well, it is a spiritual war and a natural war. Very interesting. You know, you brought up some type of technology, and that's probably electronic warfare or EMP, local EMP. You know, some of the EMP devices now that have been built, not the nuke going off, but just a small EMP devices, they can fly over. I could use a drone with that and deliver an EMP pulse in a small area and do that. So it's probably Russian technology that's been given to Iran. As a matter of fact, Iran, I saw today, was making threats upon Israel and said that they were going to maybe use a unused weapon, never used before, against Israel. And I was thinking, well, you know, around the world, we've used nukes before, not to a great degree, but a little bit. And so what would that leave? And one of those things that would leave is an EMP attack on Israel. So that may be coming, and then that would really be disastrous. Israel has that technology themselves, and well, once they loose it, and there's also a sidebar concern. There has been some rumors or reports that Israel is planning a super cyber attack upon Iran. And that brought back to my memories, and of course, this is just me. This is not anybody. This isn't even Hal Turner talking here. This is just me and my memories. And, you know, people can't, you know, figure that one out. Don't worry about it. But I remember the cyber weapon that was brought in that was really, really a hush-hush, unknown cyber weapon called Stuxnet. And Stuxnet was used against Iran, and it's been years ago. It's been many years ago. And it was to hinder their nuclear capabilities and the research they were doing. And it really took them out. I mean, it took them down. It was incredible. However, there was a lot of unknown factors in the Stuxnet. And you spell that in case anybody wants to research it, Stuxnet. And it was released into Iran, reportedly, not proven, not admitted, but possibly by Israel and the U.S. together. However, that's not a certain deal. Nobody will accept the responsibility for introducing Stuxnet into the internet and using it on Iran. However, I used McAfee a lot, McAfee cyber systems for years, and that was after a number of them I'd been using failed me. But I followed a little bit of the research and knowledge of John McAfee, and if you're familiar with him, he was basically a genius. I don't care whether you liked how he lived, or you liked what he said, or you liked where he went. You know, that doesn't bother me at all, but he was a genius. And he was one of those that actually, he was hounded. They tried to jail him worldwide at some time. He escaped into the islands, and he was tormented and chased in the islands and arrested. And finally, he was mysteriously killed. Or as they say, he mysteriously died. But I followed a lot of his data, and a lot of his warnings when he was on the run was, and it might be important and it might not, but a lot of his warnings, he and also at the time, I'm trying to remember the name of that cybersecurity system in Russia. I can't remember it at the moment, but I think they were linked with RT Today, but they were a cyber system, kind of like McAfee. They also went under attack when they began to warn about Stuxnet, because that they said that Stuxnet was not negated from the internet at all. Actually, McAfee said that Stuxnet was an unknown equation introduced into the internet, and he believed it possibly even had alien beginnings of some sort. Now, if that's possible, because of, we know that fallen angel technology and such has been introduced into the hands of not only Israel but the U.S. too, and of course others, but if that's true, McAfee also warned that a lot of Stuxnet was not finished when Iran was done, that it was hiding. It was asleep and hiding within the internet systems and multiple servers, and said if it was reawakened, it could certainly go on its own, and it would go worldwide through the internet systems. And thereby, there was always, and what he had in the back of his mind was, there was always the possibility of Stuxnet, kind of like Skynet, I guess, in the movie, this is just me, in the movie Terminator, that Stuxnet could basically take out much of the banking system of the world, much of the hospitalization system of the world, all those computers. They could take out power grids. They could take out money in exchange and funding and the banks and, you just name it, and military. I mean, it could just absolutely decimate the military industrial complex. However, Recently, Hal Turner made a comment that was kind of interesting to me and had me thinking in back on Stuxnet. He didn't think of Stuxnet. That's me. Put that on me. But Hal Turner said it would be interesting if somehow a massive cyber attack struck Iran but went worldwide. And he said he wondered if that would possibly be what Klaus Schwab and group had termed as the polygon, the cyber polygon, that, if you remember back. So anyway, he was worried about any attack on Iran because it could awaken Stuxnet or some of the systems similar and really cause the worldwide problems. And so, of course, that would affect all the shipping and we already got problems. We don't need any more. But on the horizon, it appears to be more and more problems.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they're coming, and I'm reminded of the movie Doctor Strangelove. I'm sure everybody has seen that movie when, this is just fiction, maybe, when Russia had set up a doomsday machine. And that is, if anybody tries to start a war using nuclear weapons, then all of these nuclear weapons planted around the world will start to go off and destroy humanity. And that is being used as a deterrent against anyone starting a war. I don't know if there's anything like that. I kind of wonder about that. But I believe there are weapons out there that Russia has and maybe other countries that we're not even aware of, that they haven't even taken out of the box yet. Because if they are in a situation where they need something, I don't know if it would be greater than the atomic bomb. Maybe they plan on using neutron bombs, which I've heard don't really destroy any infrastructure. All they do is just kill people so that they're not destroying buildings and so forth, that those remain intact. So they're constantly coming up with weapons that do more destruction than the last ones they came up with. And I believe that a lot of these weapons are alien technology. I mean, they're just literally out of this world, some that I have heard about. But usually technology that we are aware of is about 50 years after the fact. And one of the things that kind of displays this is the Star Trek TV show. It only lasted 3 years, but we saw stuff in that TV show that at the time was fiction and now it's reality, like doors that open when you approach them and big screen TV and so forth. There's a lot of technology out there that is literally 50 years or more ahead of its time. So as far as the weapons go, we don't know what they've got until they start using it, if ever, which I hope they don't.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I saw a lot of those episodes of Star Trek, and one other thing that you did not mention, Chuck, that came to pass was the laser technology. I mean, it's real now. It's real. It's very real. So yeah, I agree. I totally agree. There's a lot of those movies that have show technology that. It's happening just now. Now, excuse me. There is a few things here that are happening, okay, while this madness is going on around the world. Now, listen to this. This came out on One American News. Denver is going to defund the police and the fire department. Guess why? In order to fund services and housing for illegal newcomers. So they're going to defund the police. Oh, that's brilliant. So if one of those illegals then happens to be a murderer, and not all illegals are murderers, but some of them are. Maybe a lot of them are. And if that illegal, that is, you know, like Trump says, a bad hombre, attacks some people there in Denver and tries to beat them or kill them, where's the police? So they're defunding the police at a time when these illegal newcomers are in there and they're giving them housing and everything, and they're defunding the police. I mean, what kind of head do the leaders of this city have? I mean, or should I say, maybe they are not doing this out of ignorance or stupidity. Maybe they're doing this out of something else. Do you get my point? Maybe they know what they're doing. I don't know. I have come to the point where I no longer, I have problems believing that these people are stupid and they don't know what they're doing. And I am starting to believe that either they're following orders, either you do this or else, you know, we'll find somebody else to take your position. They know what they're doing. They're being told what to do, or they're doing it on purpose. No two ways about it. Anyways, there you have it. So I feel for you, Denver, the people, the good people that live there. Now, another piece of news here, San Andreas, scientists are warning that San Andreas is about to experience a mega earthquake, and that is imminent. Well, I don't know about the word imminent. That word is being thrown around too often nowadays. Everything is imminent. But I do know that there is some truth to that, that a mega earthquake is probably coming, maybe soon. So this came out on Natural News reporting that the little town in California of Parkfield, which sits atop the San Andreas seismic zone, is considered the earthquake capital of the world. How would you like to live there? And it is there that experts say the epicenter of the next major California earthquake might occur. Parkfield sits about dead center between San Francisco and Los Angeles in central California. So there you have it. And this is good news. This is good news. Do you want the good news first or the bad news? I'll give you the good news and then I'll give you a bad one, okay? Or maybe not so bad. How about that? Well, anyway, Louisiana passed a bill now that requires all schools receiving state funds to display the Ten Commandments inside the classrooms. Oh, there you go, Louisiana again. There you go again. Kudos. Kudos to you. I'm telling you, Louisiana is stepping up there to the top of the line, the front of the line, in the states that are really doing, you know, good things and right things. Kudos, Louisiana, passing a bill that requires all schools that are state-funded play the Ten Commandments inside the classrooms. This is Bill 71. It calls for all K-12 schools and colleges receiving state funding to display the Ten Commandments. The bill states each public school governing authority and the governing authority of each non-public school that receives state funds shall display the Ten Commandments in each building it uses and classroom in each school under its jurisdiction, unquote. That's really very, very good. You know, in a time and a world where everything is going to hell, it's good to see that.
Well, you mentioned Denver, Colorado. And I guess anybody that, you know, in Denver that when this occurs that needs the police, I guess they're going to have to dial the migrants. I don't know what 911 there would be. Maybe it'd be 111, Migrant City or something. But, you know, when your house catches on fire or you have fires, you're going to have to call Migrant City. And I can't believe that these people are taking this from their leadership in a city the size of Denver, and there's not thousands of them outside that city hall, but there's not, I understand. By the way, I saw a while ago on a ticker on TV that Colorado had also passed or had just passed, I think, in their house or their legislature, a new bill banning assault weapons, an assault weapons ban. Now, I know people think AK-47 automatic or, you know, machine guns and all. That's not assault weapon, according to these people that does this. Just your semi-automatic pistols, you know, a Glock is an assault weapon, according to Biden and those people. So I assume that if anybody has any weapons of any kind, even to hunt or defend their farm with, you know, they would want them to have a single shot, one round, 22 or a 410 shotgun. Other than that, maybe a good BB gun if they'll give you a license.
Or they could arm you with the guns from the Civil War, where you had to put in the wad of cloth and then use a ramrod to put the shot down the barrel after you put powder down there. I guess it took about maybe 20 seconds to reload. So how do you think you'd fare if you're up against people using automatic weapons? It's just unbelievable. There's a lot of violence going on just everywhere. I usually check out the Daily Mail, which is in England, and they have some very timely stories out there, and people are being attacked everywhere. Earlier, we were talking about the bishop that had an attack from somebody online during a live streaming, and this is going on everywhere. Mainstream media is probably not covering all of it, but if you go to alternative media, you will see it and what is going on. And that's why it's important before you go out anywhere. First of all, be aware of your surroundings, and secondly, pray before you go out that the Lord will help you sidetrack any places where there's violence going on.
Yep, it is becoming imperative that everyone does that. What Chuck just mentioned, because evil is rampant. Evil is rampant. People are just being taken over just by spirits, it seems, for no reason, and their behavior is just weird, erratic. So this is happening out there. This is happening out there a lot. So you have to be very, very careful. And when you go out, you have to be prayed up, the whole armor of God on you, and the angels surrounding you. I mean, that's how serious this thing has gotten. Anyway, going along. Now it seems like again, this is another report that I was reading this morning. The far-left radical BlackRock CEO, Larry Fink, and of course you all have heard of BlackRock, it seems like he's really now upset and concerned because a lot of red states are divesting from his company. And he basically, BlackRock lost $8.5 billion last month. And there's several states that are divesting themselves from BlackRock. And for those of you that don't know, BlackRock is the largest asset management firm in the world. It oversees trillions of dollars worth of assets. And it was founded in 1988 by Fink. And so this situation is really very disconcerting to him and to other people that are associated with him, because, you know, this company mostly associates with the left's DEI agenda. There are states, I'm going to share the states that are divesting themselves from this company. Is Texas, Florida, Arizona, Arkansas, Louisiana, Missouri, South Carolina, Utah, and West Virginia have divested themselves from BlackRock. And the biggest one of them, or one of the most well-known, is Texas. Texas pulled $8.5 billion. So anyways, this is happening, and I guess the good guys are fighting back a little bit, finally. And this is, again, trying to get out of the control, the grip of these multi-billion-dollar companies that are basically, you know, associated with the left, or at least with their agenda. Back to you.
Well, you're exactly right. A lot of them have figured out who BlackRock really is and who they're associated with. So we're beginning to see financial situations cropping up.
Yeah, these a lot of companies here are trying to take control, you know, such as the media, all the media outlets that we have, television, radio, and so forth, are owned by only a handful of companies. So this is what is happening. Companies are trying to take control over everything, and eventually everything will be turned over to the Antichrist. When he comes on the scene, he's going to be in control of everything, including banking and so forth. And this is what is happening, and most people don't even realize it. But right now, concerning this digital currency and digital banking, this is starting to pick up steam. This is something where you will not have cash anymore. You will do everything with a debit card. And, you know, as far as having cash goes, a lot of the preppers are telling us to accumulate as much cash as we can so that when this happens, before it goes completely digital, that we'll at least have something to be able to buy things. But eventually, when the dollar completely crashes, people will start using the barter system, where you can exchange something you have that's of value to somebody else so that you can get something that's valuable to you. And I think that's going to be a big thing, because it's going to be very difficult to do any kind of transaction without these people looking over your shoulder, because if they don't like what you are going to use your money for, they will deny it. They won't let you do it. And this is a way they're using to control people so that they do not allow you to do anything they don't like. You know, like these people, you know, what they consider what they like or don't like is something that they have to push on everybody else. But that's the way these types of governments and controlling things are. They want to control everybody right down to what you think and what you watch and everything like that. So it's just 1984, the novel written by George Orwell is coming true right now, right before our very eyes.
It's getting late early, like Yogi Berra used to say. It's getting late early. And anyway, we're getting close to the top of the hour. And, of course, that is when we're going to take a break. And then we'll come back with communion and the mailbag. You know, we'll read the mail that people have sent. But I... As we close up the top of the hour, I just wanted to share this. I mean, this is just kind of a passing comment, kind of interesting. I thought it was interesting. You know, we haven't heard from this guy, Michael Moore, in a long while. Remember him? Well, he's a left-wing activist and filmmaker, and now he's come back out, and now he's saying that Biden is going to lose in 2024 like Hillary lost in 2016, which coming from him is pretty interesting that he says something like that, because he was saying similar things back in 2016, remember? Now, we did not hear much from him, at least I didn't, in the 2020 elections. But here he is, he's back again. So anyway, as we close, any final comments, Larry, Chuck, on this or something else you have, and then we'll wrap it up at the top of the hour.
Well, I'm certainly not a fan of Michael Moore. silliest person I ever heard of. And a big hater, by the way. He's not a friend of America, that's for sure. But this is where we find ourselves. This is the place we find ourselves in.
Yeah, a lot of these haters like Michael Moore and these liberals who hate Trump and whatnot, a lot of them appears are looking at the situation very closely, and some of them are actually beginning to believe that Trump just might win this election in 2024 if we have one, and I'm praying that we do. And there are some people out there, even prophets, who said that Trump is coming back. So this is going to be very interesting this year concerning the election. This deserves a lot of prayer, too.
It does. It does deserve a lot of prayer. One last thing, because we've got a couple of minutes here, and I got this information here. It's really just information I want to share with the people. I don't know if I'll have time to share it in the second hour. But there's a report that came out, and this is very disconcerting, especially to those that have children, parents that have children. Because according to this report, there was a discovery that cancer-causing forever chemicals have been detected in Band-Aids. You heard right. Band-Aids. And it enters the bloodstreams through open wounds, the experts are warning. And so this is very dangerous. This is very dangerous. The FDA, according to the FDA, this substance is called PFAS, or per and polyfluoroalkyl substances, have been used for their oil resistant, grease resistant, and water resistant properties, according to the FDA. They're known for their durability, but their presence in everyday items has become a major concern. And so there's a whole list of bandages with PFAS. And I mean, it's huge. It's very long. Many of them are here quoted by the FDA. And so this is very disconcerting. We're going to post this on the Today's program, but especially the Band-Aids that have this are the flexible fabric Band-Aids. All the flexible fabric Band-Aids have that, the four-sided seal Band-Aids, and then many of the antibacterial bandages, and some of them are different kind. But I'm going to put the whole list there on the program tonight, so you can have access to this, so you don't get this. Because if you put this on your child and that child has an open wound, there will be repercussions, according to this source. So anyway, this is, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back with have your communion elements ready, and then we'll have communion when we return. This is the Mailbag Show with Larry Taylor, Chuck Wilson, and yours truly, Augusto Perez. We'll be right back.
Matthew 10:16-20. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak. For it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaks in you. Proverbs 3:5-7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil.
Jesus, oh,
Welcome back. We're going to do a portion of the scripture reading, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And we're going to start reading in verse 26, which is the portion of scripture dealing with communion that in the letter that Apostle Paul wrote to the church of Corinth. And of course, this is celebrating what Jesus, the covenant that Jesus instituted in Matthew 26, when he sat with his disciples and he broke bread with them and had communion with them and said, "This is my body," for the first time to them. This was the institution of the covenant of communion. And so the Apostle Paul writes to the church of Corinth and teaching them how to have communion. And we have this posted on our website. We have this posted on our website because of the times that we're in. We just didn't know until how long we're going to be able to do these programs. We just don't know. We just don't know that. And so we posted this on our website, theappearance.com, on the page which is titled Teachings. If you go there, you're going to see two pictures. One having one saying the water baptism written on it, which is basically I show you how to be baptized in water. I show you how to baptize other people. And also another picture on the communion, how to conduct Holy Communion. So they're both there, how to perform water baptism and how to conduct Holy Communion. So you click on those, you click on each one of those, and it will take you to a video where it shows you that I talk about it. And so you should avail yourself of these tools, okay? And use it for your ministry. If you have a ministry, you're an evangelist or you're starting a church, use these tools and any other material that we have online. It's for you to use and help you to do the work of the kingdom. Thank you, Lord. So having said that, let's go back to communion. And so we're going to read from verse 26, 1 Corinthians 11. It says, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord, you do show the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world." So let's take a moment to examine ourselves, and then when we return, we will have communion together. We thank you, Father. We thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to come together again as your people, as the body of Christ all over the world, to share, Lord, communion together, to celebrate, Lord, this covenant where we stand. We bless these elements We bless this piece of bread, this cracker, this wafer. We bless this fruit of the vine. In the mighty name of Yeshua, we thank you. We bless you. And Lord, and we thank you for dying for us at the cross of Calvary. We recognize you as our Lord and Savior. We recognize you as the way, the truth, and the life of the light of men. We thank you, Lord, that you came to this world to save the lost. We recognize, Father, that you died for our own sins. You became sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And we thank you for this opportunity once again that you have bestowed upon us in Jesus' name. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Receive the body of Christ. Thank you. Thank you. After the same manner, he also took the cup after he had eaten, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. These do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let's partake of the fruit of the vine, symbolic of the blood of Yeshua. Thank you, Father. We give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you thanks for your healing power. We give you thanks because by your stripes we were healed. We give you thanks because you sent your word and healed our disease. We give you praise and we give you the glory for restoring our bodies, our minds, for setting the captives free in the mighty name of Jesus. We send the word of healing to everyone out there that is ailing, that is sickly. Rise up in the name of Jesus Christ. Be healed. We send the word of the Lord to those that are oppressed of demonic spirits out there. Be set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. We send the word of God to those of you that are downcast, that are discouraged. Be strengthened in the mighty name of Jesus. Be strengthened. Be strengthened. Be encouraged in the mighty name of Yeshua. We give you praise, Father. We give you thanks, and Lord, may your peace and your shalom be with those that are, Lord, in prison today, Lord, for a righteous cause. Those that are suffering, Lord, in their bodies. Those that are, Lord, suffering in their home, in their families, in their finances, in their businesses, and Lord, they're being persecuted. Lord, we thank you, Father, that your hand is upon them and protection is upon them. All over this earth, in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we give you praise, Father. We give you all the glory and the power and the honor forever and ever, forever and ever, forever and ever. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. All right. We're going to open the mailbag at this time. And there's one mail here that I'm going to read because it's a handwritten note. Let me read that one first. This one is from Bill Downey. It says, Pastor Augusto, I listen to the Brightion site through your shows. Thank you for continuing to broadcast the Mailbag Show, End Time Show, and others. I'd like to share a dream I had recently. This was in March the 2nd, 2024. I was in Washington, D.C., and it seemed like I was in charge of an apartment building. He had a swimming pool. There was a place I would meet the guests. It looked like a famous spot where you would look out over D.C. buildings on the mall. A family met me there, and I noticed the wife had a different guy with her. They asked me to turn the water up in the pool. I turn a knob to fill the pool with more water. The knob would go from 3:30 to 4:30. I turn it to 4:24, and I saw this, and he drew a clock with a 4:24. Not sure the interpretation, but it might be from now through April 24, Passover, that things in D.C. will heat up. Thank you, Bill Downey. Well, thank you, Bill. That's a very interesting dream you had there. Very, very interesting indeed. And it's pretty straightforward. You were in D.C. and Washington, D.C., and you were in charge for some reason of an apartment building, and this had to do with a pool. And in that particular dream you had there, you said that the lady there asked you to fill the pool with more water. Now, this is there's a lot here. There's a lot here that that of symbolism. There's a lot of symbolism here that we need to focus on, and we need to look at carefully. Otherwise, you'll miss what this is about. And so, the fact that you were turning the knob for more water in the pool, okay? And I agree with the date, the 4/24, April 24th. However, water, unless it was, if it would have been dirty water, then it would have been something else. But you just turned on the water from what I read here. And so the knob went from March 30th to April 30th, the knob. So that means that whatever timeline this was, it was from March 30 to April 30. And then you turn it to April 24, which you're absolutely right. It's about the Passover there. And so when you look at these things from a spiritual point of view, and you try to interpret this from a spiritual point of view, okay, you begin to realize that this may have something else. There's something else that may be happening here, Bill, and I'm going to try to shed as much as I can, as much light as I can. But this is something that has to do with Washington D.C., and it seems like the Lord is showing you what could happen in that timeline. And of course, it doesn't say the year, but it could very well be this year. It very easily it could be this year. And so, when you look at the terminology there, the swimming pool, okay, the swimming pool many times has to do with a purification or cleansing, okay, purification or cleansing, and then of course the water has to do with cleansing. Water has to do with, with the Spirit of God. It's always been associated with the Spirit of God, and so this is what basically you saw happening there. And you, as a matter of fact, you were told to turn it up, and so this water also refers to the Holy Spirit. It also refers to the cleansing of the hearts, and. Again, so you're dealing with a swimming pool, and you're dealing here with intensifying the waters, and then of course waters it basically symbolizes purification and the Holy Spirit flowing, and also if it would have been stinky water, it would have been judgment, but that's not what you saw from what I read. So. This is what I believe is going to happen. There's going to be a move of God there for somehow or some other. That this is what your dream is being interpreted, as far as I see it, means there's going to be a cleansing, some kind of cleansing. There's going to be some kind of judgment in the hearts and some kind of cleansing, and the waters are going to increase there. So what I believe that during Passover there's going to be some type of judgment, which is going to lead to the purification and the cleansing of many people there in Washington, D.C. Now, I don't know what that all entails or what means. This is I'm just going by what you were shown in the dream. So thanks for writing, Bill. Keep writing. That's a very interesting dream, brother. God bless you.
Thank you, Bill.
We have one from Joanne.
Dear Augusto and friends, I've been listening for quite a while now. The show on 4 to 11 was a confirmation of something for me. I adopted a severely brain-injured baby who was expected to die. I am now 78 years old and she is 24 years old. She functions on an 11 to 12 month level and does this not walk, talk, or eat, has a feeding tube. But she is far from a vegetable. Her name is Destiny and she is very happy, smiles a lot, is able to sit herself up and plays with her toys. About 5 years ago I had a knowing, not dream or vision, that there was coming a time when doctors would want to give her something that would make her fully functional and able to do self-care. When I said no because I knew it was beast stuff, the court removed my legal guardianship so she could be given whatever this stuff was. Now there are plans to put Destiny in a facility because it is getting harder for me to care for her. Your April 11, 2024 broadcast is a reminder that in a facility, it would be much easier to give her beast stuff. Would appreciate prayer for her. Joanne.
Yes, thank you, Joanne, for writing. I'm telling you, what a beautiful testimony there. What a beautiful testimony, and may God bless you for that act of love that you did. And we're going to pray. We're going to pray for Destiny, and then, you know, and then I'm going to pass it to Larry and Chuck also. We're all going to pray for Destiny. Father, I just thank you for this precious sister, Joanne. And Lord, her prayers for Destiny, Lord, a precious little, it's not a girl, it's just a woman, but, she is little in her mind. Lord, I just ask that you would protect her and that you would, Lord, cover her from evil against people that may try to take her away from Joanne, Lord, and put it in some kind of facility, Lord. We ask you, Father, that you would not allow that, Lord. She is happy where she is. She's been taken care of. And, Father, I just ask that you protect her from all evil and that you would give Joanne the strength and stamina and whatever else she needs, Lord, to continue to be the mother to Destiny that she has been all these years. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. God bless you, Joanne.
Thank you, Joanne.
And Lord, I would pray, Father, that you work a way around, Father, the dangerous scenario that's lined up for Destiny, that you do a workaround, Lord, where there seems to be no way, you produce a way, Lord. And we believe you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for these prayers. I stand in agreement. Thank you for doing a mighty work in this situation for Destiny. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. It shall be done. In the mouths of two or three, it says, whatever you ask in my name, I shall do it. So we call it done. Here's one from Diana.
Dear Augusto, wanted to let you know I have listened to your programs on spiritual things and have learned quite a bit. I was able to speak at a Friday night service recently. It went great. They seemed moved. In fact, they seemed touched deeply that they cried. Can you believe it? Grown men crying at a touch from God. That was my first time talking to them and working with the Holy Spirit to a crowd. They came up afterwards and wanted to talk to me. There were deeply touching comments on the service and that it spoke to them. I liked helping them. There was a lot of preparation and I wanted them to take something home like a gift. It went very well. Those people were touched because your teachings taught me how to pray and be as a hose to others from your intercession legions. I had some questions. So it seems like even when I wasn't talking in church leading but in regular church as a listener, I could look at people and believe and the Holy Spirit would fall on them. First of all, they wanted it. And being at church, the atmosphere was good and full of praise. But how come I can believe and it will happen? It's happened a lot at my church. I'm not even laying hands on people. finally wondering if I could ask your intercessors for prayer. Going through a very tough situation. I have a deliverance session tomorrow, hoping for prayer that everything comes up that needs to. And my work situation. I am in a town Wednesday and Thursday that is very dark spiritually. When I had to go in, I could feel the oppression get deeper and thicker. It was like having to work in smoke over a pit of hell. It was like a pit of hell was open there. So much so that in the natural my nose and throat started to hurt as if exposed to smoke. There is much, almost an unbearable amount of warfare at that location as I work. Lots of witches. Please, please pray for me. I had to do 4 days already with 2 more coming up. I usually don't work there but was filling in for someone on vacation. I am looking for online jobs so I don't have to go back. Not running from the situation. Just being wise. I need to control where I go and who I'm around so the building brick by brick of the kingdom in me doesn't have bricks removed. Lots of really good things too. Lots or really, really good things from God is happening. Prayed for you earlier in the last week, Mr. Augusto. Seemed like you might have needed it. Best, Diana.
Thank you, Diana, for writing and sharing that testimony. It's really, really very touching, very beautiful. And it seems like God is using you, sister. God is using you. And I'm so, so happy to hear that. I'm so happy to hear that God is teaching you. I always knew you had it in you. It's just a matter of time, like I told you in a few occasions. We exchanged communication through emails. And I mentioned that to you, that you had a calling on your life. But, you know, it was a process. It seems like the Lord is beginning to use you. Let him use you. Let him talk to you. Let him guide you. And he already is doing that. And so he's using you because you have compassion for people. You have compassion. You feel their pain. You feel their needs. And so God uses people like that. God is using you to minister to their needs. And the people know when someone is really concerned about them, or they're just going about their business as usual. The people know. People have a spiritual antenna for these things. And the Lord does too. And so he uses you, and the people are touched because of that. And I am just honored that and humbled our teachings were able to help you and taught you how to do that and help you along the ways. And again, this, I hope this may serve as also to encourage others out there, like Diana, that if you go through our teaching lessons, you will learn how to minister deliverance. You will learn how to minister healing. You will learn how to minister the power of the Holy Ghost to people, and God can use you. There are others like Diana that God is using because they learn through this ministry. But it's not going to happen by itself. Just like Diana listened and paid attention to the lessons, you have to do the same. You have to pay attention to the lessons. You have to take note. You have to be disciplined. And then if God sees that you're serious, he will use you, just like he's using Diana and others. So you ask why it was that that you could look at people and believe that the Holy Spirit would fall on them. Well, because remember that we are spirit beings. We are spirit beings. We have a soul and we live in a body. So many times, all you have to do is just, if you look at a person and you just believe and pray that the power of God would fall on them, it will fall on them. That's simple as I can put it. But, you know, you believe it, the person believes it, and then God does the rest. And so, yeah, many times you don't even have to lay hands on people. That's awesome. That's awesome. You're gonna move pretty fast, Diana. Now, God is going to use you, and you're going to grow, and you're growing pretty fast. However, do not make the mistake of running ahead of the Lord. Remember, always wait on him, because many times people that are being used of the Lord for the first time make the mistake of thinking, hey, I got this thing, I got it wrapped up, and then they run ahead and they forget to wait on the Lord, and they don't realize that, you know, it is all Him. So always remember that. Okay? And so we're gonna pray for you. We're gonna pray for you. You have a deliverance session tomorrow. And Father, we just pray that that deliverance session goes exactly as you want it to be. And we ask that you would, Lord, cause this thing, Lord, to be successful and fruitful in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for Diana's work situation. We ask, Father, that you will remove her from that place that is contaminated, Lord, that is a den of snakes. And I have told you that before, Diana. You need to get out of there. It's not good for a child of God to be in an atmosphere like that. And so, and that is not running away, like you said, it's just being wise. Wise as serpents and gentle as doves. You have to go somewhere else so you can grow and you don't feel like oppressed. So Father, we ask that you would cause her to be able to find a job and to be able to get out of that place. And I ask you, Father, the ear that the seeds that she has planted there in that job, Lord, will bear fruit eventually. And although she may not be there to see it, but they will bear fruit, and that you would take her to a new place where she is going to be used effectively, and she's going to be in your shalom in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I appreciate you praying for me, Diana. Yeah, I was going through some things, and I'm still going through some things. Always obey the Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost lays me on your heart, pray for me, because many times it may be a matter of life and death, okay? Sometimes it may not be, but sometimes it may be. So God bless you, and thank you again for writing, Diana. Good to hear from you.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's about it. We have, if you are out there and you don't know Jesus, you don't know Yeshua, my goodness, You really need to get with it. You really need to get with it, because the times are getting very dark, people. So you need to just get on your knees and tell Him to forgive you, and tell Him to cleanse you from all sin, from all unrighteousness, from all iniquities, and just tell Him, I am sorry, Father. Forgive me. I am a sinner. Save me, Jesus. I know you came to die for me at the cross. I know that you died for my sins. You went to hell. You resurrected on the third day. I know you did this for me, Jesus. And I ask you to save me. I ask you to fill me with your Spirit and help me to serve you faithfully every day in Jesus' name. And if you pray that prayer, listen to our teaching series on Welcome, Holy Spirit. Listen to our teaching series on Deliverance, the Children's Bread. And continue to listen to our podcast. You're going to learn a lot. You're going to learn a lot. And so there's a lot of teaching out there. It's free. Avail yourselves of it. There is a wealth of information out there. The only thing you're going to have to put up is time. That I cannot do for you. You have to give time to this. And so if you put in your time, you are going to be blessed. That I guarantee you. Because the Lord is going to minister to you through these teachings in Jesus' name. All right. Well, we got a few minutes left. We got, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, as long as we need. But Larry, I'm going to toss it over to you, Chuck, and then, we'll take it from there.
Well, it's interesting that what we're seeing basically coming out of Washington, yesterday, April the 15th, I was watching Laura Loomer. She's an investigative journalist at the Trump criminal trial. Of course, they've decided they're going to use their lawfare and try to take down Trump and tie him up for months in court every day and stop his ability to run for president. And then if they can, they're going to jail him. Ironically, today, Bragg has given the judge and the court the paperwork filing three actions against Trump for contempt of court on the gag issue. And in other words, Trump doesn't have free speech of any kind, you know, but really no American people don't either. They just don't know that yet. But interesting, here's what Laura Loomer said yesterday. Said Laura Loomer at Trump criminal trial in New York City Lawfare Movement says the unconstitutional trial of Donald Trump, who stops Trump by unconstitutional lawfare from talking about the judge of the case to the public, says, but I'm here at the trial and I'll be Trump's megaphone and call it what it is, evil, unconstitutional lawfare by deep state, New York government, and the judicial system. And then Mike Davis, who's a constitutional attorney and extremely knowledgeable in the Constitution, his comment was, this is a totally corrupt justice system in Manhattan, New York City. This Democrat gag order is completely criminal and unlawful against Trump. And basically, he gave a challenge to the deep state out there, Biden and the Democrats and et cetera. He says that the Article3Project.org that he's part of, he says, you can't gag me. He says, you have to jail me. Of course, Peter Navarro's in federal prison now. And, of course, the deep state said they're going to keep him there. He's got a four-month sentence. And even with good behavior, they're not going to lighten that sentence one bit. He's going to serve it all out. This is nothing but persecution, absolute persecution. But this is where we are. Steve Bannon commented yesterday. He said, this evil in Manhattan, New York City lawfare against Donald Trump is nothing more than a political assassination of the greatest president America ever had. The deep state absolutely has to destroy Trump. And it appears that's where we're going, with no turnaround, none at all. And with the House Speaker, Mike Johnson, you know, giving Chuck Schumer and Biden and, you know, the Democrats, the deep state, the rhinos, everything they want, which he continues to do. Mike Johnson, he's a really, really good Democrat. He's a good communist. He's doing his job. But here we are. This is where we find ourselves. And anyway, yesterday, April the 15th, about noon, I took a prayer walk. And as I was returning to the house, the Lord began to give me a word. And I had to run in the house and run in my little room in there where I work. And I grabbed me a pen off the table. And matter of fact, it turned out to be a red pen. And this is a word the Lord gave me yesterday. And so I noted this down, and of course, you know, I'm not asking anybody to believe it was the Lord. You know, I think it was, maybe my opinion. But here, after what I just read you that's going on, here's the word of the Lord, though, that I feel like I was given. America, you trouble yourself to focus on and destroy Donald Trump, but you have a fatal flaw in your plans. You have ignored and forgotten the one who sent him, unquote.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe you received that from the Lord. And that's the whole point here is these people are spending so much time trying to silence those that they don't like what they have to say. And in Trump's case, they want to keep Trump out of the White House at all costs. And I don't think it's going to succeed. I really don't. What is going to happen with Trump, I don't know exactly. Are we going to have a 2024 election? I don't know. Maybe the Supreme Court will come around and say that the 2020 election was stolen and Donald Trump is still the president. That may happen also. We don't know. But the Lord is going to work on this, and he's going to take care of these people for what they're doing and muzzling people and trying to shut them up. They can do it for a time, but I believe eventually the truth comes out, and they can't stop it.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so. And you know, going back to that letter that and I do believe the Lord spoke that. Larry, I received that. I received that from the Lord. And it sounds like the Lord anyway. And And so I believe that, I believe the Lord is saying that. I believe that, you know, men can try whatever they want, but, it is a dangerous thing to go against God's will. It is a dangerous thing to go against God's will. And maybe 2020 was God's, maybe God allowed that to happen because America got too cocky. America got a little bit too arrogant. Because America put their eyes too much on Trump and not enough on him. And maybe people forgot about him and were going back to their sins. And maybe the Lord allowed that. So maybe it was God's will that he did not win the election in 2020. And he allowed it for the reasons mentioned. But when God says Trump is going back to the White House, which he has shown me, as I have shared to you before, that I saw him sitting behind the presidential desk. I was not told he won the election. I was not told anything like that. I just saw him sitting behind the presidential desk. How he got there, I don't know. But he did get there. And he had three white stones with him that he had picked up, which I believe he's going to use against the enemies of the Republic. And people may not like it. People may agree with that, may not agree. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what we think. When God says I'm going to do something, listen to me carefully. It is dangerous to go against him. So I was thinking about the dream that Bill Downing sent about the pool in Washington, D.C. and all that. And that there may be something to that effect. There may be something to that. I don't know. I don't know, but... maybe there's going to be some kind of judgment fall on certain individuals in Washington, D.C., and in Washington, D.C., and there's going to be some things exposed. And, when you look at water, what water does, water removes dirt that many times, you know, a scum that is concealing things. And, maybe this is what this is talking about. Maybe there's going to be an uncovering of all the you know, this layer that is covering them, the protecting them, and there's going to be a judgment dealt with some things and some people there in Washington, D.C. I'm not saying the whole Washington establishment, but I'm saying there's going to be some people there maybe that are going to be affected by this because. If I read this dream correctly, Bill, you said it was a pool. It was a pool. And a pool is something that people get into the pool on their own will. Listen carefully. A pool is something people get into it on their own will. It's not something that comes on people whether they like it or not. It is a voluntary thing. You either can get in the pool or not get in the pool. And the fact that you were told to, you know, to increase the level, and then that brings us to April 24. That's very interesting indeed. So something is going to happen. I don't know what, but I do believe that there are spiritual things taking place right now, and I do believe that Trump is going to end up in the White House again, and nobody's going to stop it. No one's going to be able to stop it. Because the Lord is in it. God is in it. And if God is in it, forget about it. That's it. It's done. It's finished. It doesn't matter what anybody wants or anybody thinks or anybody believes. It's done. And so, I mean, that's the way I see things. Maybe I'm a little radical in that, but I that's the way I see it. If God shows me something, I'm gonna receive it and hold on to that and decree it and declare it and speak it with my mouth. And what I believe, what I think, it's irrelevant at that point. But that's me. That's just me. Everybody's different. But anyway, I do believe that there's some exciting times coming because, I mean, can you imagine this, guys? And I'd like your opinion on this, but can you imagine if they put Trump in jail and then he's elected president while in jail? I mean, what kind of crazy stuff is that?
Well, that's very true. And ironically, I've watched the review from Breitbart News And, you know, it's Nolte in Breitbart News, who's a real sharp guy. And he, and, you know, this month, actually the 12th, the new movie from Alex Garland called Civil War came out. And they say it's really a bad, tough movie to watch. However, John Nolte, he did a review on it. And this is what's interesting to me. And, you know, if we have a civil war in this country, if we have a civil war, ironically, it could be the left that starts it, not the patriots, not the conservatives, not the Christians. You know, it could literally be the left, I don't even call them Democrats anymore, the communists, I'll have to say, because Nolte, you know, and I haven't seen the new movie Civil War. I don't even live where there's a theater, but. The new movie, Civil War, he says, according to Nolte, he says, how ironic is it that we're watching a civil war where an army begins to go towards Washington, D.C. to remove a president that's a dictator in the White House, and how ironic is it that this dictator has wonderful wavy hair and a red tie. I think that's a clue, guys. Who has big hair, great hair, or whatever you want to call it, and a red tie all the time? Well, of course, that's Donald Trump. But in the movie, they're going to depose or take out of office a president that has great hair and a red tie and refuses to leave office. And Nolte made a comment. He said, in the movie, though, he says, my only question is, why does this president with great hair and a red tie sit in the Oval Office waiting for them to come and kill him instead of being in a bunker? So I'll just leave that. It's an anomaly. The movie's an anomaly. But could it be, you know, and I'll just say this, going along with what, you know, you were talking about, Augusto, and you know, others, could it be something happens that puts Trump back into the Oval Office, and that's when the communists come out of the woodwork and refuse that act? And we know communists. I mean, I know you know them, Augusto. If they can't take you out by deception, they will come and kill you, or they'll remove you by force.
Yeah, that's true. And I remember a dream that someone who is, I think, has been on the program or a program with Augusto, who had a dream, I've never forgotten it, where they went in to the White House with a SWAT team, and I believe that they were going in there to get Trump and his family, and they came out a few minutes later befuddled because they couldn't find them. That God had hidden them or spirited them away through a hidden tunnel. There are tunnels under the White House, but I remember that. So, yeah, we don't know how he's going to get back in there, but he is. I keep thinking of maybe the Supreme Court is going to come out with a ruling, but, you know, the Supreme Court is pretty well locked up right now and bought and paid for. So, yeah, this is going to be very interesting.
Yeah, it's, yeah, I remember that. The person had that dream, that vision, and I remember that. So something, I mean, it's just too many of these dreams and visions people have had about the situation with him taking place that I believe that, you know, something is going to happen, something drastic is going to happen. And I do believe that whatever happens, it's going to be turmoil. It's going to be in this country is going to be in turmoil. And what I want to warn the people about is this, and this is where the people may be off, and they're not prepared for what is about to happen. That even if this happens, that Trump ends up back in the White House, the people need to realize and understand that this is not going to be a piece of cake. This is not going to be a walk in the park. You know, if people are thinking that we're going to go back to the way it was and everything is going to be wonderful and hunky-dory and America's going to be great again, you're going to be hurt. you're going to be seriously deceived. America is not going to be back again like that. This country is going to go through a very difficult time, a purging, if you will, a sifting, because this country is divided. A lot of people in this country are evil. Many people in this country are good. They're the salt of the earth. They're good people. They love Jesus. They want to serve the Lord. They love America. They love, the law and justice and righteousness. But there's a whole bunch of other people that are as wicked as they come. And so this country is divided. It has that element in it. And that element in it, is going to do everything in its power to destroy this country and to come against the good people of this country. And to come against this nation, and they're going to join forces. These individuals are going to join forces with the invading armies. And make no mistake about it, there will be invading armies. There will be invading armies that will come when they see the turmoil and they see confusion and chaos in America and the revolution. They will come, and so these people will foment it, like you said, Larry. They will start it. And they will take advantage of it. They already have a plan for the takedown of this country. So they think that's how it's going to happen. Except it's not. The Lord has a plan also. And so this is where it's going to get dicey. And if the people out there, those of you that are on the Trump train and, MAGA and everything, is going to be fine, hunky-dory, and all of these things, and you think everything was a setup and that Trump was in control all the time, you still believe this, and that's fine. I mean, you can believe whatever you want. I'm not going to throw stones at anybody. You want to be deceived? Go ahead. You want to believe that? If that makes you feel better, go ahead. But to think that Trump is in control and when all these things are happening is ludicrous. Anyways, but who is the one in control is the Lord. The Lord is in control. And so, there's going to be a turmoil. There's going to be a really severe rift that's going to take place in this country, just like in the other Civil War, brothers killing brother. And but this time it's going to be with foreign troops invading the country as well. It's going to be a very, very bleak time for this country. So I'm just sharing that. I just feel like sharing that. So the people out there that are on the Trump train, blowing the horn, woo, and everything is going to be fine. And now we're going to change. If you think that is what's going to happen, you are so deceived. And I'm just speaking up because I want you to be prepared, because what's coming is not pretty.
Well, I have to agree. I just really tell people to continue to trust in the Lord, keep praying, and stand strong. Chuck?
Amen.
Well, folks, we have come to the end of this program. Thank you, Larry, for being with us. And thank you, Chuck, for being with us. And thank you all for tuning in. This has been another edition of The Mailbag Show. Until next time, God bless you. Shalom.